Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I will be your assistant during the teleconference today. I would like to welcome you all to the conference for fourth quarter Cementos Argos results 2014. And all lines have been muted to avoid background noise. After the speaker, there will be a Q&A session. If you wish to ask any questions, then please press your asterisk key followed by 1 on your phone. Right now, I will give the floor to Mr. Sebastián Velázquez. Mr. Velázquez, you may begin. Good morning. This is Sebastián Velázquez, Investor Relations Manager. Thank you for your participation in this call where we will be discussing the results of the Argos Group for the fourth quarter 2014. With me, I have here José Alberto Vélez, President of Grupo Argos, Ricardo Ciega, Financial Vice President, and Camilo Abello, Vice President of Corporate Affairs. We remind you that in this teleconference, we will be analyzing the main financial figures of the report that was sent last week, and additionally, we'll be sharing with you the facts and relevant information on the Argos Group businesses. At the end of the call, we will have room for questions and answers. This teleconference is being translated into English simultaneously. However, let me remind you that all our communications, as well as results reports, relevant information, and presentations are published in Spanish and English in our investors portal at www.grupoargos.com. On this same website, we have made available to you the presentation that we will follow during the teleconference. To download it, please go to the section Financial Information and then the Reporting section, where you will find in the fourth quarter a file called Presentation 4T 2014. I will now give the floor to José Alberto Vélez, President of Grupo Argos. Good morning, all. Thank you very much for being here with us in this call and allowing us to share with you the main progress and challenges of our group. At closure 2014, the company presented solid financial results as well as strategic advances of great relevance in the different businesses where it participates. In the cement business, we can underscore the dynamics of the operation in the southeastern United States and the progress of the works to increase the installed capacity in Colombia as preparation for the expected increase in infrastructure and housing works. In December, the energy business initiated the operation of the assets acquired recently in Panama and Costa Rica under the Celsia brand. As to non-listed businesses, we highlight the strategic alliance signed with Concreto to develop our strategy for lease properties, seeking to constitute an important portfolio of assets of this type in the country. The port business initiated works for the new Agua Dulce port in Buenaventura, and we're expecting works to finalize in 2016. Likewise, we highlight an important progress of the coal business, achieving a successful divestiture of the totality of its operation of underground mining. Going to financial results, the company reached positive results by the close of 2014. These figures are highlighted between slides 4 and 10, where you may find the most relevant figures of the financial states, consolidated financial statements, and the graphs explaining the behavior of income, EBITDA, and net profit. As of fourth quarter 2014, the consolidated revenues of Argos Group were near 8.9 thousand million pesos, a growth of 17% in relation to the same period 2013. In this slide, we have included pro forma analysis of the results where we exclude the effects of non-recurring operations such as the sale of investments and the exchange of real estate assets. After eliminating these effects, pro forma growth would be 14%. The consolidated EBITDA of Grupo Argos totalized approximately 2.1 trillion pesos for a growth of 9%, whereas the EBITDA margin was at 23%. Consolidated net profit of the company amounted to 381,000 million pesos, increasing by 29% in respect of the previous year. Moving on to slide number 10. You can watch the general consolidated balance at the closure of 2014, the assets amounted to 33.9 trillion pesos, and they grew by 24% in relation to December 2013. On the other hand, liabilities totalize 13.1 trillion pesos, and equity is at 13.8 trillion pesos, growing by 11%. Before talking about the individual financial results, we remind you that, as well as in the previous reports, as well as the results reports and the presentation, you have been sent an explanatory detail that seeks to further analyze the individual financial statements. The information sent has an explanation on the revenues as of the fourth quarter 2014 in relation to 2013, and there are comments on the dividends and participations accounts, income for equity method, and income for divestitures. On the other hand, in the same document, we analyze the operating expenses and the equity method account. All the above, with the so that you can understand the most important elements that are reflected in the individual figures of the company. On slide number 11, you can see a summary of the individual results statement. In the last quarter 2014, the revenues of Argos Group are at 694,000 million pesos, growing by 34%, whereas pro forma growth is 18%. Individual EBITDA reached 348,000 million pesos, decreasing by 3% in relation to the same period of 2013. However, eliminating the non-recurring effects, the normalized EBITDA grows by 17%. In the next slide, you can see the main figures of the individual general balance of Grupo Argos. Individual assets are at 16.8 trillion pesos, growing 8.9% in relation to December 2013. On the other hand, liabilities amount to 1.8 trillion and increases by 1%, whereas equity totalizes 15.1 trillion pesos with an increase of 10%. Before continuing with each of the businesses, as to sustainability and social responsibility, we would like to underscore that during the second semester 2014, we concluded the work with Compartamos con Colombia to establish an framework of action for the social initiatives of Argos Group. We defined how to focus the plans around environmental preservation projects, seeking to transform some activities to implement conservation programs of forests, hydrographic basins, national parks, as well as the exploration of reserve areas, of private reserve areas, and the promotion of scientific research. In addition to the above, in the second semester, the Argos Group and Cementos Argos decided to redesign their forest strategy with the intention of transforming their intervention so that they would have an environmental connotation and social connotation outside the environment of developing the businesses of Cementos Argos. In this way, we continue with the strategy of focalizing Argos in the cement and concrete business, but at the same time, we implement mechanisms for transforming forest projects in environmental and social activities. In development of this decision, the Argos Group constitutes the foundation Crecer en Paz as a contribution of the corporate group to the post-conflict stage in Colombia. The foundation will work in the implementing rural development initiatives, defining productive projects for the sole benefit of peasant families. Let's move on to the cement business results between slides number 13 and 16. Argos continued presenting positive figures during the last quarter of the year, closing 2014 with outstanding results. Factors such as the market dynamics in the southern area of the United States and the consolidation of the Honduras and French Guiana operations were key to their success during this period. In the financial front, we can underscore the successful placement of bonds for 600,000 million pesos during November. These issued bonds are rated AA+ with a positive perspective of Fitch ratings, and the resources obtained were destined solely to the substitution of company liabilities. In the Colombia regional office, we can highlight the reduction of the cement imports and raw materials in the northern area of the country due to a marked strengthening of the dollar during the last months. This decrease, added to a powerful commercial strategy, have allowed Cementos Argos to recover market share and close the year with growth in shipped cement volumes. The USA regional office continues to present outstanding results during the fourth quarter 2014, registering growth of 51% in cement shipments as compared with the same period 2013. In addition, we can highlight that those states where Argos is present show annual growth in cement consumption of 13.1% in relation to 8.8% observed nationwide in said country. In the Caribbean and Central America Regional Office, we can underscore the important results obtained as to operating efficiencies thanks to energy cost reduction and the use of alternative fuels. This regional office closes 2014 with an increase in shipped cement volumes of 6% in relation with the previous year, whereas the concrete volume had a decrease of 4%, explained by the lower shipment in Panama due to a lower progress in certain infrastructure works. As to exports, cement and clinker volumes accumulated as of December registered a decrease of 31% when compared to 2013. This situation is mainly explained by the decrease of clinker volumes shipped to cement operations for the Panama Canal. As to accumulated results, by the closure of 2014, Argos commercialized 20.5 million tons of cement, growing 8% in relation to the 2013 figure, and 11 million cubic meters of concrete, which represents an increase of 18%. Likewise, Cementos Argos has presented accumulated revenues of 5.8 trillion pesos and an EBITDA higher than 1 trillion pesos, which represents increases of 17% and 8% respectively. Finally, the accumulated EBITDA margin was at 16.4% at the close of the fourth semester and 18.3% in the 2014 accumulated results. Net profits as of December were close to 292,000 million pesos, growing 59% in respect to the same period, 2013. Let's now go to the energy business results between slide number 17 and 20. The energy business results during the fourth quarter were affected by factors such as the effect of a higher exchange rate in the increase of fuels, higher erogations made in preparation for an eventual ENSO's outdoor oscillation phenomenon, and to maintain the reliability levels required by the system. It is also important to mention that during the last quarter of the year, stock exchange price was 6% lower than the one recorded during the same period, 2013. As to the operation, even if during 2014 the organization reported a record in its power generation level, reaching 6,437 gigawatts hour, that's equivalent to 10% of the total of the national interconnected grid, the average sale price for the power decreased, which led to a reduction of generation revenues of 1.6%. Of all the energy generated, 56% was hydric, 44% was thermal. As to the international expansion, in the month of December, we formalized the purchase of assets in Panama and Costa Rica, which increased the installed capacity of Celsia by 30%. This acquisition allows for diversification of the risk profile going into countries with new market regimes and new technologies such as wind power. As to ongoing projects, by the close of December, the Lotulua project was at technical testing stage and started operation last January. The Cucuana project presented a progress of 97%, and it is expected that it will go into operation during the second quarter of 2015. These two plants will increase Celsius capacity by 75 megawatts. Consolidated operating revenues were close to 2.6 trillion pesos, growing 9% in relation to the total in 2013. On the other hand, consolidated EBITDA at the close of December increased by 3%, reaching 894 thousand million pesos with an EBITDA margin of 23%. Net profits were at 171 thousand million pesos in relation to 374 thousand million pesos obtained as of September 2013. It is important to clarify that both in 2013 and 2014, we had non-recurring events that make the results non-comparable. After excluding the effect of these extraordinary events, the net profit in 2014 was at 230,000 million pesos, 6% lower than 246,000 million pesos recorded in 2013. Moving on to the results of the real estate business between slides 21 and 24. In the urban development business during the fourth quarter 2014, we concluded the procedures for approval of the general urban development project Villas de Santa Isabel and the urban development license for its first stage. This project was structured to be developed in six stages with a total useful sellable area of 59.24 hectares and a development potential of over 5,000 housing units, commercial installations, offices, and areas for community equipment, both public and private. It is forecast that the first stage of the construction of this urban development will start in 2016. Also, during the period, we made the decision of delaying the sale of the Portal de Genovese 3 lots, Palmas del Río C1 lot and Palmas del Río C2 lots for the first quarter 2015, seeking to reach tax efficiencies. During the month of December, we had an agreement with Conconcreto for a joint development of this business line. Both companies, Conconcreto and Grupo Argos, will create a portfolio with 50% equal shares, which will focus on the development and operation of real estate assets of a commercial, industrial type, or offices, or warehouses and hotels. Initially, the combination of the contributed assets will allow for the creation of a portfolio that will operate over 430,000 square meters, equivalent to 1.3 trillion pesos. It is expected that during the coming 4 years, the administrated assets will amount to 700,000 square meters, equivalent to around 2.6 trillion pesos, which would make it one of the real estate portfolios, one of the largest real estate portfolios in the country. The Argos contribution to this portfolio corresponds to 32,000 square meters of real estate assets in operation, construction projects for 122,000 million pesos, land for development for 112,000 million pesos, and 365,000 million in cash, which will be disbursed during the next 4 years in accordance with the portfolio investment needs. On the other hand, Conconcreto will contribute assets in operation corresponding to 405,000 square meters and development assets of 184,000 square meters. Currently, we are in the process of confirming due diligence, and it is expected that it will finalize by April this year. As to financial figures of the real estate business of Grupo Argos, accumulated revenues as of December were close to 70,000 million pesos, with an increase of 10% in relation to 2013. EBITDA was at 17,000 million pesos in relation to 18,000 million pesos registered in the third quarter 2013. The delay of the mutual agreement of the deed writing for lot was the main cause for a reduction of this indicator, but it is a reactivation is expected during the first quarter 2015. It is important to point out that these figures are of the total real estate business and include all real estate operations of Grupo Argos. Even if accountably, the figures are recorded in several companies. Let's now go to the port business results between slides number 25 and 28. The port business has presented very positive results during the fourth quarter, driven by the effective cost control measures that have been implemented and the behavior of the exchange rate during the period. It is important to remind that 90% of the company's revenue are denominated in dollars, whereas only 50% of the costs are denominated in this currency. In the fourth quarter of the year, we can highlight the beginning of the works at the side of the new terminal of Agua Dulce in Buenaventura. This terminal will have a capacity for large vessels type Panamax, thanks to the depth of the areas of access. It will have a bulk infrastructure that will be totally mechanized and will have direct access road through a 21 kilometer kilometer road derivation of the main Cali-Buenaventura road. It is expected that this terminal will be finalized by 2016. On the other hand, we are continuing with the works for adapting the Barranquilla terminal, where we are currently adapting 400 meters of docks, with which we will enable two additional docking positions. As to the operation in the fourth quarter, we mobilized 1.1 million tons in the fourth ports of Colombia, highlighting the growth in the Tolú terminal, given the coming into operation of the unloading and delivery system. Operating income of Compass as the fourth quarter 2014 were close to 128 million pesos, growing 24% in relation to 2013. Accumulated EBITDA reaches 39,000 million pesos and grows by 46% in relation to the same period of the previous year. In the last quarter 2014, the company presented the highest EBITDA margin of the last 2 years at 36%. Let's now go to the coal business results between slide number 29 and 31. Sator continued to present positive results in the fourth quarter of the year, evidencing the success of the reconfiguration strategy that we have been working on. In the month of December, the company formalized the sale of its operation in Amagá to a new local player, with which it completes the divestiture process in underground mines, which were owned or were under the operation of Sator. These divestitures are completely aligned with the Argos Group strategy in respect of the future of the mining and coal activity, in consistency with the risk levels defined by the board of directors and high management. To operating figures, at the close of the year, the company reached volumes of 672,000 tons, which represents an increase of 9% in relation to 616,000 tons during 2013. As to financial figures, Sator reported income revenues for 83,000 million pesos, 6% higher than 78,000 in 2013. Accumulated EBITDA was close to 3,000 million pesos in relation to a negative EBITDA of 12,000 million pesos the previous year. EBITDA margin was 7%. These financial results reflect a healthy positive trend and evidence that this reconfiguration strategy has led the company to self-sustainability. In slide number 32, you may view the debt profile of the individual Argos Group. As of December 31, the debt of the Argos Group amounted to 1 trillion pesos and the average cost closed at 6.12%. Current balance of BOSEAS is 539,000 million pesos. In slide number 33, you may see the growth of the investment portfolio, which went from 19.4 trillion pesos at the close of 2013 to 20.7 trillion pesos in 2014, which represents an increase close to 7%. This increase is only taking into account the value generated in the stock-listed companies, since for these assessments, development assets in development continue to be shown in relation to the spin-off process. Finally, these results make us very satisfied and are proof of the successful investment management made by Grupo Argos. We are optimistic about 2015 and we expect to continue consolidating as a regional player in businesses related to infrastructure. Thank you once again for your participation, and we give the floor back to the operator for starting the Q&A session. Of course, I would like to remind you all that to ask any questions, please press your asterisk key followed by number one on your phone. If you wish to withdraw a question, please press the numeral key. We will have a small time to gather a list of turns for the Q&A session. Your first question comes from Mr. Alejandro Izaza from Serfinco.
Good morning. Thank you very much for your presentation and the Q&A session. I have two questions. We recently found that we don't have the possibility of issuing shares by the company, but I would like to know anyway if you could tell us what was the expected amount for this issue and the destination that we would have for the resources that were obtained with this issue. So please tell us what you're thinking. So what could we do? And second, could you tell me some details on the incomes from rents and those that are expected as for 2018 when we consolidate the new assets in operation, in addition to those contributed by Concreto? Thank you very much. Alejandro, I'll give the floor to Ricardo so that he may answer your questions about the issue and about this lease income. Good morning, Alejandro. On your first question about the issue, definitely the board has made the decision of canceling this issue. The truth is, you may have seen in the report, we have an indebtedness level that is relatively low for the assets and the equity that we have. So the possibilities to continue undertaking the investment plans of the different companies can be developed with own resources. The amount that we were thinking to raise was always around from $400 million-$500 million, which is something that we can manage with our financial capacity, and we can wait for a more adequate time for the issue. As to your second question, in the properties for lease business, the income that we had this year were very low because basically the assets that we were leasing were small assets, and we had a lot of assets in construction. So the figure is around 10,000 million pesos in this kind of income. As to the liaison, it will generate net operating revenue once you discount the expenses. This escalates our growth capacity and allows us to undertake the investment plan that Concreto had and some projects that we had in the Arcos Group. So this creates this real estate portfolio with a diversification of assets and uses, and we are very happy about it. Thank you very much, Alejandro. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Jairo Agudelo, Bancolombia. Good morning, all. Thank you for your presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first one, the port business during the last quarter of 2014 showed a very positive behavior with an EBITDA margin that was higher than 30%, 36% to be more specific. Do you think that this EBITDA margin is sustainable in the mid and long term? Or what happened specifically in the quarter that we saw this important increase in this volume, I'm sorry, in this profitability? And the second question is also related to real estate business. I would like to know whether you could give us some guidance on what the timing of this negotiation with Concreto is. I understand when the information was published in December last year, we were talking about 90 days, but how do you see the process? Is it going well in accordance to schedule? When could we be expecting some more concrete information on what the structure of the new business would be? What is the CapEx projection forecast of this new business so that we can start doing this assessment? Thank you very much. Jairo, I will start the answer, and then I'll ask Ricardo to complement it. In the particular case of our alliance with Concreto, we were saying just a minute ago in the conference that we are doing the due diligence process, a process that we have dedicated around 90 days, 3 months to, and we expect to have it by the end of April. That is our initial idea. We should have assessed the totality of the real estate assets, both contributed by Concreto and us, and in addition, we must have the legal structure that the fund will have, the administration will have, et cetera. And in general, the whole organization and organizational structure for managing the fund. So in a couple of months, I would say we will have that situation organized. We hope not to have any findings during this term. We're doing it, the due diligence, with all dedication, both from the side of Concreto and us. That's the best we can do for this alliance to start well. As to the port business, I would dare give you two elements that are important. Modification of the exchange rate, of course. Depreciation, and of course, businesses that are related to the dollar, it has an influence. If we start from the point that the dollar continues to be high, a high dollar around 2,400, 2,500 pesos, we think that the company's situation during this year might be very well in that sense. And second is the improvement of the Tolu port, which we were also mentioning, which will be extremely important for all the things that have to do with specialized bulk shipments that go to the Antioquia region. You know that Medellin have the main factories of concentrates for animals, concentrate food for animals, and they are high consumers of grains coming from international markets. So this port is well located in respect of Cartagena. It's more competitive than the Cartagena one in the terms of the city of Medellin. So these are the two answers I could give you about it. I don't know if Ricardo would like to compliment. Well, that's great. In respect of the margin, Jairo, definitely the margin will be maintained in these high levels. And if you look at the margins of all the other three quarters, we were over 30% in the first and second quarter, and we only decreased in the third quarter by 27%. So our administrative team is optimistic about the fact that with the investments that Jose Alberto just mentioned, we may maintain this level of income strongly for this year. There's another CAPEX that just came in, and it is in the Buenaventura terminal. In that terminal, we just commissioned a warehouse for imports in a long-term contract with a large importer, and that's a business that will allow us to reach the limit of the capacity of this port and have a very profitable business with an exclusive industry. So we think we are able to maintain these levels of margins that we saw in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, Mr. Jairo, you were disconnected. And then the second question comes from Mr. Luis Carrillo of Colfondos. Good morning, all. I would first like to thank you for the conference. My question is in relation to the sales costs of the investments in the individual statements. I see that it broadly varies, and I would like to know what this variation is due to. Thank you, Luis. I will give the floor to Ricardo. Yes, Luis. The investment sales happen mainly in the Suramericana share, preferential Suramericana share, which had a high cost because it was undersigned in the issue process 2 years ago of these shares. That's why you see that those variations. It depends highly on what kind of shares we're selling. That's what causes this high cost that you're seeing in the balance. And as to real estate business growth, I also see is not as high as the investment sales cost, but I would like to know what this increase is owed to. The increase in the real estate issues? Yes. Well, the increase in the real estate area happens because we are taking to cost a number of expenses that we had been capitalizing in the past in development of projects in the city of Barranquilla, and which were in, ended up in an expense. That is where you see the increase. We thought we could capitalize them, but the final idea was to carry them off to expense. So that is the increase that you're seeing in the costs of the real estate business. I would like to point out that the real estate business, even if it closed with 17,000 trillion pesos of EBITDA, it had a pretty good performance as to the urban development business, and we expect to have a good 2015 start, since three large businesses, as we mentioned, were just about to be closed in 2014, and for many different reasons, we decided to delay these until the first or second quarters of 2015. So we should be seeing a very good start of the year in a business that is not very well recurring, as you may imagine, but which we hope to maintain a good sales volume. Okay, thank you very much. Your next question will be asked by Mr. Felipe Ucros of BTG. Mr. Felipe Ucros, your line is open. Yes. Hi, can you hear me? We can hear you distant. I'm sorry, I have the speaker on my hand. I don't know how to improve the audio. Well, it's better now. Thank you. Mr. Felipe, we hear you. You can make your question, please. Well, I think my questions have been answered. Thank you very much. Perfect. Thank you, Felipe. The next question comes from Mr. Edgar Romero of BBVA. Good morning. Thank you for teleconference. My question is basically about knowing that we will start reporting with IFRS, what can you tell us, or what is the main change that we can see in the whole real estate sector? There are many lots on development. The appraisal of these lands was made several years ago, so I don't know if we would be waiting for an update of the appraisal of these lands, or we could see some substantial change with the IFRS with all these lands. Thank you. That's right. With IFRS, we have updated the appraisals. We are incorporating them to the balances. We will see in the close of the first quarter when we report our financial statement, the IFRS, you will see a detail of all the changes in these items and other items, because also in our consolidated balance we will see the effect of the updates of machinery, plants and equipment of Celsia and Cementos Argos. So you will see a full update of appraisal in all the assets lines of the companies. So I cannot yet give you information or anticipate results, but we will do it in a very pedagogical manner, so as to explain the changes and differences with the call gap, and so that you as analysts can well convey it to the investors, what these changes imply and where the main differences are and how you can read the balances from here on. Okay, and perhaps could we expect some impairment in some of the business segments that you have? I can anticipate that won't happen. Okay, thank you. No business line will have such impairments. Well, that's great, thank you. And let alone with the results we had that were very good in 2014 in practically all businesses, so there's no possibility of us having any impairment levels, neither for appraisals or results. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Edgar. Your next question comes from Germán Zúñiga of Bancolombia. Good morning, Ricardo. I'm sorry, this is Jairo Aguilo again. We lost the call like for the third time, but I'd like to ask you an additional question about the results. I don't know whether somebody made that question before. We were some minutes outside the line, but we'd like to know about the wealth tax. Have you estimated what the impact for 2015 is, and maybe have you determined how you will reflect that, whether you will take it through the general balance or whether you take it through the results statements or the P&L statements? No, we had not been asked the question. Let me tell you that our wealth tax for Grupo Argos is relatively low in relation to what we're seeing in our subsidiaries. Our figure is under 30,000 million, and we are in discussing with the companies and with the auditors about IFRS, how we should manage it and what the position should be for taking to the shareholders meeting. So we don't yet know whether we will take it to results or to equity, but we hope to have that figured out by the shareholders meeting. Perfect. Ricardo, sorry, could you repeat the estimated value for U.S. holding company, which I had some interference? It's 26,000 million pesos. Thank you, Ricardo. We have no further questions in either the English or Spanish. Great, Lourdes. So, to all attendees to the teleconference for the fourth quarter 2014 results, on behalf of my colleagues, I thank you and I invite you to continue to be watching and analyzing during the coming 3 months. Good day to all. Thus, we conclude the teleconference today. Now you can disconnect. Thank you very much.